Previously on Pod Culture.
So you've been peeing on the washcloth?
Hello, listeners.
Hello. Happy holidays.
And welcome back to the big darn birthday bash holiday stomach pumping extravaganza.
I'm still waiting for cake.
The cake is a lie.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yes, had to get in a geeky video game reference there. But yes, our birthday bash soda extravaganza got so big.
So epic.
We had to make this Pod Culture almost daily.
Think of it like Hanukkah and the 12 days of Christmas. We have to spread out the joy.
Exactly, except we don't have 12 and we got better presents.
We have less than 8 and yeah.
All right. But if you missed an episode, don't worry about it. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net. And I bet we have the rest of those episodes just ready and waiting for you.
Get ready.
All right. And now, on with the show. And welcome back.
I'm surprised we haven't framed you all away.
I think we're going to change the name of the podcast to As the Stomach Churns.
Oh, it's true.
Because we are back with another round of goodness.
And he uses that term loosely.
This one doesn't seem to be bad. Now we're getting into the themed packs that Jones Soda does. And we have not one, not two, but three this year. So we still
have three to go.
Three packs to go. So we got 12 different flavors.
But only a couple of them sound scary, so I think we'll be okay.
All right.
This one, as far as I know, we don't have anybody that's Jewish in here, but hey, we want to be equal opportunity
geeks. I like the fact Jones didn't.
I have a Jewish name.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay.
So we have the Hanukkah pack ordered off of their website. And
which was pretty inexpensive.
This actually doesn't sound too bad, so this might be an easy one for us.
I think we'll be okay.
Maybe. Better knock on some wood there, dear.
Those sound like famous last words.
Yeah.
Infamous last
they
words
don't
here.
Sound,
so
the flavors don't sound
the
scary.
The first flavor.
Are they all kosher?
It says kosher on the box.
Yes, it does. And it came with a little toy. A little toy dreidel.
A little plastic dreidel.
Oh, really? Wow.
And okay, secret so the first one we have out of this pack is Jelly Donut.
Woohoo!
Which is kind of scary because it's about the same color as Candy Cane.
Mm.
Oh, God.
It looks pretty. It looks like pink lemonade. I don't think it'll taste like pink lemonade,
so
but it's pretty.
How could you have a jelly donut that wasn't kosher? I don't get it.
I like that it is.
I don't know enough
That'd
about it.
That'd be scary.
It depends on what it's deep fried in.
You know, okay. If this is a jelly donut, I should have had my brother-in-law come in here.
Oh, leave Dave alone.
Is he a cop?
Cops and donut, yeah.
That smells...
Best thing, when my brother-in-law and my sister were moving into their new house, they had a bunch of us helping to paint and everything. He works night shift, so he'd get off early in the morning. And this was about 10 in the morning. We're all over to house painting and everything. And he pulls up in a cruiser in uniform with a box of Krispy Kremes. Looks straight at me and says, "Don't say a damn thing."
I love your brother-in-law.
And since he had a gun, you didn't.
Damn straight.
And I like the fact that they did an equal opportunity holiday pack.
Like
it does smell like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it doesn't smell bad. But it could be deceptive.
Yeah. Turkey and gravy didn't have much of a smell either, you know.
It had no smell at all, which was even
scarier.
Okay,
so Jelly Donut. Here we go.
Ooh.
Pillsbury Doughboy. You sound like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I feel like that.
Not bad. It has kind of a strawberry-ish kind of flavor to it.
And actually, when I swell up, I look like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, don't say that.
It's true.
Okay.
My stomach swells.
The flavor comes in the aftertaste.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This one, I think the flavor's there at first, and the aftertaste isn't quite as good.
Yeah.
I think.
It's not bad. It's definitely one of the milder.
The aftertaste tastes like turkey and gravy.
No. No, that's still you burping.
No.
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, let's see here what we got here. All right. It actually does have a little fortune in the cap. It says, "You will get the practical help you've been seeking." So we're needing stomach pumps then.
Oy vey. Oy gevelt.
Schlamazel.
House and Pepper Incorporated?
We're going to do it.
Our way. Na, na,
na, na. So does that mean
we got the bottles?
My friend Elizabeth and I.
Yeah, put a glove on one. With the finger.
Going down to our cafeteria the one day my friend Elizabeth and I did the Laverne and Shirley thing. It was fun.
Okay, number two. Which...
number two. I'm not
I'm going to make a number two joke. Who does number two work for?
You know what? I was thinking about that yesterday.
Okay. All right, we got applesauce.
I'm thinking about that right now.
I'm wondering
it's
if
it's come out of one end. I don't know which.
I'm trying to determine which one's going to be worse.
Thank you for that wonderful image.
You know, I have a suggestion for Jones Soda. The next flavor, White Castle.
White Castle.
Ooh, that'd be so
that,
gross.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That would be awesome.
Onion soda. Yeah.
Okay, so here we got applesauce for our next flavor.
I think this will be okay.
Grease, yeah.
I think we'll be all right with this one. It's probably just apple pie, just relabeled.
Not as sweet.
Or the apple cider one that we... Spider cider.
I liked that, though.
Yeah, the spider cider last year was
pretty
good.
Tasted like a... candy apple.
It's a bunch of same sodas, just different names.
Pardon me, I burped again.
I don't doubt that a bit, but, you know, that's part of the fun of this, is the adventure.
Guessing.
The thing is, most of these smell good. Most of them.
See, the turkey and gravy, I don't understand. How can something have a taste but not have a smell? That's what scares me.
Yeah.
Shouldn't if it has a taste, shouldn't it have a smell?
It's kind of like having light without heat. You're just not supposed
exactly.
to.
Exactly. It smells okay.
I think someone snuck and tasted theirs.
Reaction.
All right.
This smells more like ginger ale than the gingerbread man.
All right. Here we go. So
it does, you're right.
Applesauce.
The aftertaste.
Not bad. It's really not. It really does taste like applesauce.
It does. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It has a little hint of cinnamon in it.
Applesauce tastes good.
This is good. See, I can tell the two people that have come out about it so far, they're related, so their taste buds must be wired wrong or something, maybe. I don't know. It's not bad.
Likes the turkey and gravy, Ashley. But doesn't like the applesauce.
No, I don't like the turkey and gravy. I can handle it. This doesn't taste anything like applesauce, because I like applesauce.
Okay, anybody want the last bits of the applesauce?
The aftertaste tastes like applesauce.
See, Nobody? Oh, fine.
And he chucks it himself. The kick to Jones is it's the aftertaste is either good or bad.
All right. Let's have a fortune in it, too. Let's see what we got. It says, an old hand will be your source of strength.
So which one of you is going to be on my source of strength?
Ooh. No.
Well, since Glenn is the oldest one in the room.
Hey, now.
That was
all
right.
Bad.
No, that was all right. That wasn't very scary.
Yeah, that was almost pleasant.
Almost pleasant.
Almost pleasant.
He says with caution.
Well, it didn't have Adam, in convulsions this time.
Yeah,
it
wasn't.
It's always a plus.
No more mention of that ever,
what?
Please.
She had almost a Gene Simmons tongue movement like that.
I was fine with that. Okay. For that's going to be in the episode after this one, but that's okay. Stay tuned for the next Guilty Pleasure.
You'll understand this all next week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or whenever that episode shows up.
It normally takes people that long to get my jokes.
Ooh.
No kidding. And I've known you for the better part of 20
years.
Those
were jokes?
Dude.
Yeah, see?
Although I do catch things when I listen to it a second time when I'm doing the show notes. I do catch things like you say, like just under your breath, and I just laugh.
Like,
I
where
laugh.
Do you come up with that?
Glenn, the comedic ninja.
I'll sit there giggling while
Sniper
I'm doing
comedy.
The notes. He's like, why are you laughing? Like, because Glenn said something funny.
Alrighty, here we go. This one, still out of the Hanukkah pack, is chocolate coins. I have my theories about this one.
It's fudge.
It's going to be the... excuse me.
Something came up wrong?
Yeah.
Everything came up
that
wrong.
That was almost chunky.
Like, yeah, I think
the
maybe
fizzy
it was
burp.
The last 12 sodas coming up, funny, maybe?
That is what you call the suicide soda right there.
Oh. Combined flavors.
That's what we should have done with the dregs, is save them all up and then combine them into one.
And then give it to Ashley.
Maybe we'll do that next year.
And give it to Ashley.
Or next, whenever.
That's
our next.
Give Ashley $5.
No.
Ashley $5 and she'll do it.
No.
She deserves time.
How many do we have left?
We got 10.
That's enough. Torture is against the Geneva Convention.
We don't follow that anyway. Yeah, apparently.
There's waterboarding. Well, yeah,
waterboarding
is
the same as the defined waterboarding. Last chocolate.
I had a knee board
based.
Probably. But chocolate queens have a different flavor though.
Yeah.
Than regular chocolate. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
That's okay. It's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Alrighty, so the Christmas, I wonder if this will taste like Christmas cocoa, but this is chocolate coins, so let's give her a shot.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much the same.
Cheap. It seemed a little bit chocolater, but maybe that was just...
Shenanigans.
I'll go home and get my broom.
Okay, who wants the dregs?
Hang on to it, mix them together.
No, okay. No, don't. Here, give it to me. Okay. I'm trying to save somebody from that. I don't want that to happen.
Aw, you're
inhuman.
No fun.
Inhumane, whatever. Wow, that's a lot of it.
Okay,
left.
Let's see what we got here. The fortune on that bottle was, your ability to listen makes you wise.
Yay, listeners!
Or more like wise asses in our case.
Yay, listeners! We love you!
Flip coins.
All right.
What? Oh.
Don't hit him in the head. Good catch.
Good catch, Adam.
Thank you. You should keep that. That says something about your podcast listeners.
Okay. Yeah.
We still have the bowl from last year and the year before, I think.
Well, I'm talking just the lid, not the bottle.
Well, no, we have the caps. We have a bowl of caps. Okay, the last one out of the Hanukkah
Which
pack.
Which is the one I'm most afraid of?
Is latke?
Latke.
Latke?
I make the best latkes you ever tasted.
Okay.
Sorry. Diary of Anne Frank moment. I have Tourette's.
Wasn't he on Taxi?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Andy Kaufman, right?
Yes.
I'm showing my age.
That's okay. I got the joke. So.
Or the fact that you watched
Nick at
Night.
What
was that look, Ashley?
I was just positioning myself to be more comfortable.
Okay, I see.
Geezers.
Alrighty. And here we go with latke. Let's start passing.
Good thing I didn't hear that.
Open this thing up. Let's see what the... fortune was, it is, you will find Monday an especially important day.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, especially when I'm going back to work.
Aww. Oh, God.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we did Diary of Anne Frank. Hi, Becky, if you're listening.
Oh, great.
And my friend Jenny played Peter Van Dan's mother. And her line was, I make the best latkes you ever tasted. And she'd say it all the time at school, just randomly. Becky, you remember that too? I know you do.
I tried to smell it, but it was all fizzy. Yeah. It got in my nose.
Ooh. Well, it smells like they taste, so I guess it's appropriate.
All right, Todd's off on a call, so he'll sit this one out, but that you know what that means?
He called himself. He's not
probably.
Really.
You know what that means? He'll have to do it.
My phone's ringing. Hold on.
No, I called
you. Just put on vibrate and call yourself.
Well,
all right, so here we go. Latke, which looks like a urine specimen, actually.
Thank you so much.
Well, that picture.
Yeah,
somebody's
that really
dehydrated.
Yeah, well, obviously. All right, here we go. Latke.
It tastes very appropriate. It fits. It's good. I mean,
God.
It's right. It tastes like latke.
Oh.
What is latke? What's it taste
Lord.
Like?
Like a pancake.
Someone, get a camera, pancake. Quick.
Oh.
Dirty dishwater.
Tastes like ass.
Oh, wait, Todd's back. And here
no.
Back.
Oh, Todd, run.
Oh.
Todd, run.
I'm not drinking this.
Latke.
I'm sorry.
Latke.
Is that a flavor?
Yes.
No.
Chocolate
I'm saving this for afterwards.
Latke. I believe it's a potato pancake, isn't it?
Oh, really?
I think
like potato cakes?
Yeah, I think so. If I'm
not drinking.
If I'm not right,
you're not going to drink? You're not going to?
Dude, I'm spitting in here what got in my mouth.
Yeah, I can't do this one.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
It's pretty nasty.
I'll do
if
it.
Ashley won't drink
it. Toss it back.
I did it.
Yeah.
I win.
That's what you get for jumping the gun.
The girl who has abdominals.
We win, we lose, actually.
It tastes like Alka-Seltzer flavored soda.
No, we've had
it
that.
Does have a chemically kind of taste to it.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's because it's cold. I wonder if it was room temperature, if it would be.
Okay, just sit them off to the side. That was
nasty.
That was nasty.
That was nasty. Yeah. There's no reason for this to exist.
That's the, I'm sorry, that's the worst I've ever had.
Really?
That is the worst.
No, it's not worse than the Brussels sprouts.
No. The Brussels sprouts was not as bad as this. Brussels sprouts, oh. I could drink that. This, I won't even put this to my lips.
No way this is worse than Brussels
sprouts. I'm okay with that. It's not as intense as the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, secret is to drink it before the cup.
Okay, if you want to pour it back into the bottle, we'll...
Be my guest.
We'll call in the hazmat team.
Yeah.
That is some nasty,
there's a
nasty
shit. Fine line between bravery and stupidity.
And in 1,000 years, it'll still be there.
And we keep crossing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was bad. So, all right, that winds up this segment.
Why are we saving it?
We're saving others from it.
We're torturing our friends.
This is what we're going to mix the others with for you to drink later.
Yeah. No! No!
Everything's better with latke.
All right.
Hold on. You drank the chocolate title. One to save people. Here you go. Right there. Have fun.
Yeah, okay.
Ass.
I believe it's a potato pancake kind of thing.
It has a potato-ish kind of...
I believe
it does look like
a
urine specimen.
Somebody's
well, that
got an
the potato
infection.
Famine. Wait. I need to pour this in.
If that's a urine sample, somebody needs some antibiotics.
At least there's no floaties in it.
Oh.
All right.
So it's been strained.
Yeah, all right.
It's bubbly, you know.
It's a strain of something. I don't know what.
That's from my saliva.
All right, and we will be back
Ew.
With more intestinal
Run.
Horror right after this.
My tummy's going to explode.
Okay, guys, everyone ready to sing the song?
Yeah, we're doing it, Daisy.
Great. Now, remember, it's almost Christmas, and nobody has any pod-safe Christmas music. So that's your motivation here. CC Chapman, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
And Len and Nora from Jawbone, good to go?
Let's do this!
And Adam Curry, Skyping in from the helicopter flying somewhere above your golden palace. You all patched in there, Adam? Adam? Adam! Pretty good, guys, except, Adam, you sounded a little bit like you were rushing it there at the end. You know what I mean? Buddy?
Whatever, dude.
All right, well, I can't say I care for the attitude, but, you know, just pay attention next time. Now, the rest of you, I just wanted to go over... Adam, did you say something to me?
No.
Huh. That's funny, I thought I heard you say something.
No, I didn't!
Look, I don't want to go through this with you again. We're here to sing a song about pod-safe Christmas music, and I just want everyone to do their best, you know? I mean, can you just give me a little effort?
Shut up, Cece.
Adam, just give me a little effort, okay? Adam? Adam? Adam!
Jesus, what?
Job, you guys. Really, you nailed it.
Nailed it. Yeah, not too shabby. Nailed it.
I don't want to speak too soon, but we may have saved Christmas. And special thanks to you, Adam, for paying attention.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
Yeah, you'll see me tomorrow at rehearsal.
You know, either the sodas are getting better or my stomach's getting more immune to this stuff.
We're going to have stainless steel wrought iron stomachs by the end of this.
I think rot is right.
It's going to be bad.
Because those sodas were a little...
caustic.
Yeah. And it gets even crazier, too.
Stay tuned.
Oh, yes. But thank you for tuning in for another quasi-daily edition of Pod Culture.
Either you love us or you're crazy. Either way, we love you. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're crazy and doing it. But I would really want to thank our special guests that were with us for the show. Andy, Adam, Ashley, and Todd.
Thank you so much. It sounds like a group from the 60s.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of A's.
I like
and
it.
And then like one T.
I like it. It's good.
And of course, our co-host Glenn, who is, I think, running from the police right about now.
Oh.
Either that or he's, you know, filming important news shit or something
That's
like that.
That's true. Something cool could be happening, and we're totally missing it.
Yeah, but who watches the news? Because it's so damn depressing these days.
It's very depressing.
But something that would cheer up was our musical guest for this episode.
Oh, yes.
And who doesn't like Jonathan Colton?
I wish he would come to Dragon Con. Jonathan, yeah. Come to Dragon Con.
Like he listens to the damn show.
You never know.
Well, yes.
He might check who links his show notes.
That could be, but he's never written us. So. Aww. But yes,
Jonathan, we love
Pod
you.
Safe Christmas song.
I love it.
And of course, a little bit of a parody on the classic
homage.
Chipmunks Christmas
yes,
song.
Homage.
Hilarious.
To quote Tom Baker, it's not plagiarism, it's homage.
Exactly. And we will be back again tomorrow.
I won't sing.
Or maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
Depends on if I get a show up in time.
Oh, yes, you will,
because
you're good.
Another episode of the continuing stomach-churning voyages.
Continuing story
of
a quack.
Pod Culture birthday holiday extravaganza.
Oh, my. I can't take any more soda.
And we are out of here.
Cheers.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways, including these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn, or Christina at podculture.net.
And should they want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Pod Culture, care of Chroma Entertainment, P.O. Box 4117, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47131-4117.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD.
And there are also the official Pod Culture forums located at forums.podculture.net. And you'll find a link to that on our website, www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture. Equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.